are you talking about?
The facts of the case are these.
You can't handle the truth.
I appreciate your response to that.
Here's a good idea.
Have a point.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
What's your point?
Your point.
Yeah, what is your point?
Well, my point is, it's brought to you by Mitchell's Fresh. There's no better, fresher salsa around. And it's made right here in the Grand State. Mitchell'sFresh.com. And they got the, they make the chips, which are like if you have a, they make it perfect for scooping salsa. You know what I mean? They're not like, they're not giant chips, because then they, you know, it's, you break them in there, and it's a nice little size chip, perfect size chip.
They know what they're doing.
They do. So thank you very much. What's your point is an expression session. Get it off your chest. Could be a celebration, observation, something from the weekend. Could be an aggravation. Consternation. Exclamation. You know what we're saying. You can do it a few different ways. You can text 82945. 82945, just put the buzz in the beginning of the text with no spaces, and we'll get it. Also, 888-556-7625 and 603-431-ROCK. You want to express yourself, Kelly?
I do.
Eventually?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to get, I got to cut him some slack on Alliteration Day, because I know his mind is full of alliteration.
I got two more games to do. It's crunch time.
Mm.
Damn.
Scotty, what's your point?
There's nothing like having the girls add a few more things to their Christmas list and having Nora finally realize that she's writing on a notepad of Laura's boobs.
She saw them?
Yep.
Yeah. There's a... We have...
Wow.
McKinnon Printing, it was very great people, had sent some pieces of paper, and you look closely, the picture behind... In the background
is a picture. Yeah,
They're covered. It's a bikini top.
Yeah,
it's a bikini top.
So there's Nora, and she's writing a few more things down for my mom, and then she goes, What is that?
It's very faint in the background.
You really got to look. It's just in the back.
He said it as like a goof.
Yeah.
He said it as a goof.
Yeah,
you,
and it was funny. And it's,
I love that. What's goofier? I think it's funny that you did that, and that Laura, but you took it home.
Yeah, I don't know how I got. I don't know
how
the
sure
note.
It's
just
okay.
Pieces of paper.
Yeah. Sure you don't. Sure okay. You don't know how you took it home. Yeah. If that was me, you'd be saying like totally creeper. But I'm not the one who had my kids writing on it.
No.
Nice. Good call.
No problem.
Way to watch.
Yep.
What do you got, Laura?
Driving 3 hours on Friday because I left my wallet at work. Oh, it was horrible. Horrible for me, who put so much into my day. To have 3 hours wasted on driving to and from work a couple times.
What did you absolutely need in the wallet?
Everything. My money, my credit cards. I'm so glad I had enough gas money to get back here and back, because...
But doesn't Jeff have the same credit card?
I mean, it's my card. It's with my name on it. I wouldn't be able to. If it was like a Thursday night, not a big deal. I could go the night. Yeah. But a whole weekend without any cash, no credit cards, no... License, nothing.
Well, here's my point. Very simple, and it's rare that this happens, but I have to admit, Stranger Things 2 lived up to the hype and more.
Because we got new duos.
Okay.
We have new teams.
I'm just telling you, it lived up to the... Halfway through it, I was like, okay, it's good. Yeah, it's more than good. It's wicked good. So there you go. It's always nice when something lives up to the hype. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things 2 lives up to the hype. Kelly, what's your point?
Rick Steves. Thumbs up, buddy.
Good point.
PBS. Yeah. I love his travel shows. I get sucked in. Every Sunday, it's on 11:30. I watch my half hour, hoping it's somewhere that I want to go. And usually it is.
Yeah.
Even the places I don't want to go look interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rick, buddy.
Before we go to the phones, yes, there was a small... pipe bomb. I'll just give you this. This is just off the news. There was a small pipe bomb explosion in a Port Authority terminal in New York. There were a couple of injuries. Somebody is under arrest, but it's contained and controlled, and they are just happened a little bit ago. So there's the news out of New York City. So we are kind of monitoring it. But yeah, there was some type of small pipe bomb explosion someplace in the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City, according to ABC News. So, but we are watching that. We'll give you more information when it comes along. 888-556-7625. 888-556-ROCK. For What's Your Point? Text away is two. I'm so sick of being sick. I would bet. God bless the troops. Never forget their sacrifice in this holiday season and every day. True.
Best husband ever. I love you, sugar butt.
Mm.
Sugar butt?
Gosh. Jason.
What's wrong with that?
Jason, what's your point?
Good morning, Buzz.
Morning.
Hey, does anybody else sing Smooth Criminal when watching the first few Star Wars movies?
I don't.
Andy, are you okay? You okay?
I did not know that. No. Annie, are you okay? That's pretty funny. Justin, what's your point?
Yeah, The Walking Dead is about as flat as my Nana's boobs.
Well, there you go. I gotta say that I'm hanging on. I can't, it's not like I get home and I'm like, I can't wait to see it like it used to be. But I'm still checking and I'm still watching.
Yeah. Okay? A sunset sleigh ride in Jackson with my wife in late snow falling was perfect.
Now that The Walking Dead is on break, I can binge watch the rest of The Punisher.
I had a dream about Laura. It was actually just her voice, and she kept saying Toulouse de Trek over and over again. True story.
Toulouse de Trek.
Yeah, to Trek.
To Trek.
No.
To Trek.
Yeah, don't make the guy's dream come true. I don't, you know. Karen's on the phone, Scotty.
Hey, Karen, what's your point?
I'm going to see Star Wars with Gretchen and Roadkill on Thursday.
The Force is going to be with us. More than I. So awesome. No.
No.
Now, look, you got to promise. I will help you. You help me.
You got it, buddy.
Okay?
We can do this.
Now, we're not there to humiliate each other.
No.
Just a touch on the arm, and I'll be like, rah. I'll be back.
Laura, you make sure you've got some stuff planned for Friday.
888-556-7625, 603-431-ROCK. Can we please get a cure for diabetes? Yes, I would agree. Let me see here. Oh, my God. Retire already if you're going to sleep on the job and be lazy. Okay. Land my first Christmas party ever, and of course the roads go to crap. Yeah, I know. That sucks.
I don't like Trump, but these women accusing him of sexual assault better not be lying just to get him out of the office.
Broke a front tooth yesterday morning. Merry Christmas. Look, sometimes that happens.
Oh.
Sometimes it sucks when, you know, that situation arises.
The internet is the reason bullying is so rampant. Very easy to hide behind a keyboard and light people up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But the stuff that happened with that kid, the Keaton, in the video, happened in school, in the cafeteria. Uh-huh. Steven, hi. What's your point?
Hi. My point is, it's been 2 days. Clean off your car before you kill someone.
Amen.
Yep. Yeah.
That is a law, by the way.
It is.
Yeah, that is a law. Chad, Laura.
Hey, Chad, what's your point?
Yeah, you know what, dude? Your mother who comes in at 1 o'clock in the morning from her second shift job shouldn't be getting up at 7 a.m. to take care of your child. Get your ass out of bed.
Yes.
That was a very accurate point from Chad. I appreciate his perspective. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, what's your point?
Finding a tick on your bum in December really sucks.
What happened to your bum?
She found a tick on her bum.
Oh.
So that thing's been feeding for a while.
My cat has had one, too.
Okay, let's go to Tom. Tom, what's your point?
Yum, 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 yum. Just because you know the cashier doesn't mean you can stand there and talk for 10 minutes. Pay for your stuff and hit the road.
Amen.
Ooh. What the hell is a consternation?
Consternation. It's like a negative. Like, like you're angry. You don't like it.
Something that bothers you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Consternation would be something that is reflective of something you do not like. I think.
Let me look it up.
Can't wait for Friday night. My sexy wife and another sexy-ass couple. Well, good for you.
Whoa.
Feelings of anxiety or dismay. Typically, it's something unexpected.
There you go.
Close. Let me see here. Can you please wait until I put all my items on the conveyor belt before you start adding yours? Yeah, if you're behind Joe in line, don't throw stuff on the conveyor belt when he... That's an etiquette foul.
There is some etiquette in the grocery store.
Yeah, the conveyor belt etiquette is key. Also, you need a foot of space if they don't have the marker down. You know, the separator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need at least a foot of space. Because anything less than that gets confused as their order.
Can't wait for Laura's green dress at Buzzball.
Are you wearing the green dress?
One of my dresses is green.
Oh, nice.
How does that person know that?
Because I've tried it on.
And they saw it?
Yeah.
Were you at a listener's house?
No.
Or did you meet them in a parking lot under a light because you met them on Craigslist?
Well, how does that person know what?
Because it's a listener that I was trying, is a friend, and I was trying dresses on. Oh. And he really liked the green dress.
And he really liked the green dress?
Yeah.
So, okay, hold on. So you were trying dresses on.
For a friend.
For a friend.
And yeah.
And a man.
Yeah, and his wife. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Why? Why is that a problem?
It's not a problem. It's interesting. I think it's interesting that you try dresses on in front of two other people and a man and his wife, and you try them on. I mean, was there?
Were they doing anything to each other's bathing suit areas?
Did the wine?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Was it about the bathing area?
If I had a court doll, where would you point?
Where would you touch it?
My friend.
Or did they do the touching?
She's over. I want to try and dress for her. I get her opinion and ask her husband what his opinion is on it.
So the husband then emails into the show and talks about how much he can't wait to
because he liked the dress. Jeff didn't like the dress. That's why I needed his opinion. I needed another man's opinion in this.
So
what I'm getting out of the story is there is
you're getting
some
a weird feeling down here. Are you getting
around
that
this area?
Yeah, right.
Is you're actually you are you going against Jeff?
I didn't know because I didn't wear it to the wedding that I bought it for because Jeff didn't like it. So Buzzball, Jeff doesn't go, so I'm going to wear it.
So you're kind of going against
him. You're going against Jeff.
No, because I'm not wearing it in front of him.
I'll talk to him.
I bought the dress for a wedding. Jeff didn't like it. I didn't wear it. I'm wearing it to Buzzball instead.
I'm texting him right now.
Let's go to Bill. Bill, hi, what's your point?
My point is when Christmas shopping, I understand everyone's in a rush and there's big lines, but I shouldn't have to feel the person breathing behind me in line to get to the register.
Thank you for saying that. Because the other day, when my wife and I were out shopping, I'm like, man, everybody's close. Everybody's all like physically close. And I kind of,
I don't like that.
I was uncomfortable. I had to step out of line because, I don't know, it was like, how about a foot? Give me a foot. You know what I mean? In between myself and the other person, you're not getting there any faster. You're next in line no matter how much space is between us.
At the grocery store yesterday, I had a woman I didn't even know, like, rub my arm. She was an older woman. I'm like, come on through, because people weren't letting her through. And her husband pushed the cart, and when she went by, she, like, held my arm. And I was like, ugh!
Corey wants to know, has anyone ever finished a tube of chapstick? I wouldn't know. I don't buy
it. I think you always lose it.
I go through so many tubes of chapstick. I love it.
Is that why you're trying on dresses?
Stop it. I have found the one, and I cannot wait to propose to her. Sorry, Roadkill.
Well, that's very nice.
Tree is up, bitches.
Hopefully finding out the sex of baby number two today. Can't wait. Well, good luck for you.
Being a girl, I love it when my dad says to me, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when we're burning stuff.
Okay. I apologize, assuming you were throwing out... Oh, okay. some guy... Those questions sucked. They weren't Christmas questions for the trivia contest we did. I'm like... We never said they were going to be Christmas questions. So he's apologizing because he was a dick. And that's his words, not mine. Whatever. No big deal. Don't worry about it. If you want to check out a new Christmas song, look up Bad Larry. I'll Be Your Santa. Okay. I'll check it out. See, it's weird. Here's one that says The Walking Dead season finale was awesome. And I got another one right next to it that said I'm so over The Walking Dead. Getting stuck in a traffic jam sucks, but when it's for Wreaths Across America caravan, I'm good for waiting. Okay.
Please stop saying thank you so much when a simple thanks will do. Okay.
So I had a Dana, Laura.
Hey, Dana, what's your point?
I can't. All this cold weather makes me want to ice fish right now.
You can have the entire lake to yourself because Scotty and I are not going to jockey for position
right
now.
Bring a boat.
Dana, there you go. Shelly, hi, what's your point?
The Walking Dead just needs to be over.
If it ended tomorrow, I would go, okay. I would say okay.
I think it's one season, it keeps going on and on, and I feel like we're just going nowhere at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys keep
feel like now it should go to CBS, NBC, or ABC, and that'll answer all your questions right there.
No,
it'll be a tamed show.
I think the death knell for the story was the Negan, the epic episode that cannot be topped. I think it doomed itself as soon as it went that far because it was crazy. And then they just held back on everything else since.
How about we stop talking? Why does everything need to be a speech?
That's a you, low.
What?
What? The apocalypse happens.
Today
and
we woke up,
the English,
we put
you
our pants
the
on.
Oh,
to whoever frequently says, you're not my dad, Rick, I can relate.
Cretchy, if the Titanic really hit an iceberg, how come no pieces of an iceberg were ever found in the wreckage? You wasted a lot of thumb effort typing that.
And text. Just so you know, there is water still in both pools.
Let me see. Great, had a great weekend up in the cabin with Kelly Brown and Marcus.
Nice.
See you guys soon. That's from Sven, who it's nice that he checked in. It's always good to hear from Sven.
Sven.
You know you're whipped when you drive an hour and a half to L.L. Bean during a snowstorm because your girlfriend wants her daughter to see Santa and the reindeers.
They should have told the guy that put his head in the microwave, cemented his head in the microwave, what my father would have told me. You got in there, you get out. Amen. Amen. Oh, God, people. Exhausting. Keith, hi, what's your point?
My point is, Greg, if you want to hear a good Christmas song, give Seasons Upon Us from the Dropkick Murphys a spin. You're going to laugh.
I love it. I got it. It's a great song. Great tune, man. Ellen, hi, what's your point?
Hi.
Hi.
I just think everybody has the right to their own opinion. I posted something on your post, and I got dissed on it. It was about bullying, and I just think everybody has the right to their own opinion.
Okay. Certainly no disagreement here, you know. I haven't seen it. I don't know. I get totally exhausted with social media. Totally exhausted by it. Like, I love it. It's a great way, but when people just want to be dicks, it's just exhausting. And I can't believe that that much effort gets put into being that negative. Everybody's just chomping at the bit to argue about everything, and sometimes it's just crazy. If I say the light is green, they'll be like, clearly it's red. Okay, whatever. You know. All right, well, anyway, so there you go. Not bad. We got the alliteration scoreboard in just moments. Also, Eric Fried.
Fried!
Is going to... you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to, right now, at this point in the program, I am going to... I'm going to give away some tickets to Buzz Ball. Right now.
The Buzz Christmas Ball is back.
Yep. I'm going to give away tickets to Buzz Ball right now. Okay? I'm going to take a random caller at 888-556-7625. Nothing says holiday like Heavy Metal Rudolph. All right? It is sold